You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Chainsaw Man Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science family, a manga podcast family, not a network. I'm here with my man, Stork. What up, Stork?
What up, Jim?
What up? I know that you love the Makima.
Love her.
Can't wait to get into this chapter. I won't ever tell people what your name is in our little chat thing when we record, but it's not very flattering for Makima. Here, as she is standing, looking on at Chainsaw Man with Quan Chi. And this chapter, mark it now. Everybody start their stopwatch. This may be 3 minutes long. This might be, we say it all the time.
We'll see.
This might be the quickest thing ever. It is chapter 87, Chainsaw Man versus the Horrifying Weapon Humans.
Love the title.
A title longer than the chapter itself. And when you have this narration deal where you do have them looking at the Chainsaw Man, and I had mentioned that seeing some things listed and whatnot, that This is the true form of the Chainsaw Man, it's Pachita. You really get that this chapter.
Yeah.
I see what they were talking about. This is straight up. And you do end up kind of seeing, and maybe you're supposed to be upset, because everybody uses Denji, and now it feels like Pochita's in that crew as well. But Pochita seemed to really like Denji, right? I can't say that he didn't, but when you have Makima talking, some of the things just, I don't even understand, really. And then some of the art is so over the top, just bloody and destruction, that it's hard to follow. But that's kind of the lay of the land here. As you point out, these people that were around, some we knew, some we didn't, says they are not humans, devils, or fiends. The name that referred to them was eaten by you and erased. I'm like, oh, well, what's going on? My head's hurting. Yet somehow their existence was not. Do you remember? And says all these people you consume, do you remember them? And it's really pointing out that play of the Chainsaw Man got to be in bed. Like, the whole idea of this is Denji, now it seems like, might have been the thing that was kind of keeping it at bay until they gathered up people to take it. It's so weird a concept that this time, we've gone through so much to get to this point where Denji doesn't even seem like he's in control, and that everything's getting twisted and turned in here, and it's just kind of hitting you, right?
Like, Denji is now the heart of Chainsaw Man, whereas Pachita was the heart of Denji. It's kind of reversed, and it seems like Pachita was at its lowest, and Denji kind of became his little friend that helped him and nursed him, and that's why I feel like Chainsaw Man still has these human feelings that we've seen the past couple chapters, and still loves Denji in some way.
Yeah,
he's in there.
Thing. You hope that the idea of this is, you know, like, hey, he learned better. He's like, he feels for him, but
hopefully got some humanity, or somewhat. I mean, Denji was such an innocent kid.
Yeah. And we do end up where we get a mention of the four horsemen, you know, which are
cool.
The controlled devil, war devil, famine devil, and death devil. We end up being told all these things. But then when you get the, like, explanation, this is where you start to realize, okay, you know what? Things are a little different than we saw. Because it says you fought the weapon devils and the four horsemen who are here now. And when you're thinking this, I'm thinking of, she's talking to the Chainsaw Man as what Denji did that we saw, but this is different. This is before, and says, at the height of the battle, you vanished before our eyes. It makes sense that we couldn't find you even with all our searching. You are living in a completely changed, near-death form. And all you can think of then is that was the injured Pochita. When you ended up having Denji see that. And now, again, we've mentioned before, when Makima shows up at that warehouse after the first time that Denji, you know, assumes the Chainsaw Man form, goes through all the undead deal there, Makima just shows up seemingly by coincidence, or was good. Yeah, it wasn't coincidence. We kept wondering, like, was that she knew he was there? But yeah, she ended up going
tracking
and grabbing. And it seems like once you had the chainsaw you know, man actually, you know, come to that way. That's when, or even when that whole play of them combining into that.
Yeah,
that
they was combined, and then her whole plan was, how do I just destroy this kid to get Chainsaw Man back and then just finish him off? And it's just her evil plan that we've seen over these, 80 chapters plus.
So
and
crazy, right?
Now this is the fruition of it.
And you wonder, like, okay, there are some things besides that that I kind of wonder, like, well, why didn't they just kill Denji right away? But I think that then that ends up, like, it's easier to control while Denji was involved. If you kill Denji, then things go wacky, and like they are now, it seems. And so this big play is just, and you're not getting, this isn't the, you know, Denji Chainsaw Man that would kind of react or talk. It's just kind of like hanging and just listening. And Makima says, we are finally reunited. Public Safety Devil Extermination Special Division 5 commence the operation, and then all hell breaks loose. And pretty much at that point, we just go fast forward. There's not a lot of dialogue. It's a lot of over-the-top deal. You see these four characters that we didn't ever, like, we didn't see before. They're just, like, grabbing stuff out of their neck. They're pulling teeth out. They're doing these, and they end up transferring into their devil forms. But so it seems as Quan Chi and Katana Man, like, all of them do have that whole play. And I kind of lost track of who is who. It's almost like the idea that maybe you could have had placards to tell you who is still who as they go. Because
I do love
this,
the full page spread, though, where it's just they're all diving straight at Chainsaw Man. We know a few of them. You're right. Some of them we don't know, but
I see Katana Man. Like, we know him fully, right?
That Flamethrower Man. I thought it was Gun Devil at first, but like, no, that's different. And that would have been Aki, which would have been cool. But no, he's gone. But yeah, it's good. This feels very, this whole, even the title, it feels very Tarantino-esque to me. Like, if they did live action, that would be so cool to have him direct
it. Crazy, right? And then you have Miri Sugo, who, that's the one that he kind of reminded me of Denji, but you kind of get, like, if you really pay attention, that's the guy who had the hoodie.
The hoodie, yeah.
So that carries over. Like, there are ways, but right away, it's just like, it is chaos as they just all go.
Point. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're supposed to think at this point, like, okay, Chainsaw Man's done. And I almost, like, you think that if that was the case, you'd almost want to spell out that really is Denji in there, but also Pachita. And I'm guessing at one point that if you were able to take them down to the point, they'd have to kill the would-be Pachita again, an injured Pachita, trying to do that, and then that would break our heart. But in this, it's just chaos. I mean, it is a fight, and while that's Chainsaw Man doesn't really bother to move at first.
No, like, they just get blown off of him, and just the buildings are being destroyed. It's pretty, like, cities are being destroyed. It's crazy, just the destruction, and the art's actually really good in this one to me. Just the destruction, but
when you see the destruction from the distance, and it's just buildings getting destroyed, destroyed just down the line, like
a Zack
Snyder,
you know,
people
movie.
Getting thrown through there. Yeah, really, it is. It didn't work out as well there. But you end up then where eventually, almost like, okay, I think I'll fight now. And Chainsaw Man just goes to town. And I do think that might be Miri. That looks like it might be Hoodie.
It could be two people. Like, just he kicks. It's, yeah.
And then really what you're seeing more is destruction than the actual deal. But I do believe that when we get to the next point after that destruction, I do believe that that's Quan Chi that is destroyed. I do see a little bosoms is what I'll say. And there were two
that
girls.
That is a great page to me. Just that picture of Chainsaw Man. Like, that could be, I don't know, a poster or something. He just looks so bad.
Just imagine if you're there and you have that and somebody's like looking and you're like, oh, what's that wallpaper you have on your tablet? Oh, my God. Like, who are you? Like, oh, my goodness gracious. It would throw him off, because if this was, and this is where we have mentioned at one point, too, because if you look, there is blood spurting out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
If this was actually, there's some.
I would kind of like trim that left part and just focus on Chainsaw Man.
If this was colored, if this actually had colors, it'd be just ridiculously red. It would just be blood. So it actually works out better. I think of the black and white because you can show the detail of it and not just be overwhelmed by the red. And again, you keep showing, you know, the face of Chainsaw Man. Obviously, it's not really able to react that much, but you get this play of like, yeah, it's going to kill everybody. And that's where you have Katana Man come from behind and seemingly does like.
I remembered this. Yeah. He used to be like super fast and he would just run right by you and slice you in half.
And that's kind of like even the classic, you know, animes where you even have two samurai and they go by, you hear that.
Right. Cling, and then one of them falls.
And one of them falls down. You would think that Chainsaw might be in trouble. He comes from behind and goes, and you end up having the reaction like Chainsaw Man not even reacting.
No.
But it goes well where you do have, you know, the whole faces, and the faces are gruesome. I always think that Katana Man looks like toilet bound Hanukkah-kun as a demon because that's that hat, and now beheaded. Chainsaw Man didn't get hurt. It ends up where in that, like, a surprise sneak attack, having the full advantage, and he got beheaded, not Chainsaw Man. And then you get what is pretty funny at the end.
Yes, I Makima, love this.
Makima's just like, she looks happy. She looks in awe, like, oh my.
Before
like,
this even happened, she said, it would be an honor to be killed by Chainsaw Man. So whatever happens, happens.
And
so,
we keep having that, like, play. And she goes, okay. This looks unwinnable. And then it ends.
And that's the end.
Yeah, that's the end. And just blood everywhere, guts everywhere. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, this looks unwinnable. Whether that means she skedaddles, whether she pulls some other things
that's
out
her
of
style,
it.
Though. Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen. I guess, I mean, really, at this point, the only thing I can think of in this manga and how it works is her trying to desperately get Denji.
Right. She might try to appeal to Denji.
Yeah, it has to be. It just, I mean, you're not going to win. And again, she might be saying, this looks unwinnable for now. Okay, I tried this.
But her move was destroying him and bringing out Chainsaw Man. So I don't know.
You could get some weird play that later we find out she's like, I really didn't like that Katana Man. Like, I didn't like those guys. I needed
these
to get-
guys were holding me back. Thanks, Chainsaw Man. She's that vicious.
She could
and evil.
Go to that. She could say, listen, Chainsaw Man, that was my plan all along. I like, but you never can trust her. She's so crazy, though. Still always up there in those popularity polls. I ended up where I found the second popularity
poll. It must be the cosplay.
It must be. It must be. I don't get it. But she's always like, you know, in the top three. And she's not mine. Mm-mm. Maybe she would.
Maybe they're getting hypnotized by those eyes. I don't know.
It might be. It's the control devil. Their hands going to the deal. But what would you give this?
It's crazy because we did just cover My Hero, which was a huge chapter, and I complained about some wonky art and things like that, and I gave it a low score, but I'm still like at a 9.4 for this one because
I think I'm a 9. I'll be a little less, but it's still
good. It's really
good.
There were some really good spread pages of the art. Yes, it gets confusing at times when he's tearing through people or they're trying to attack him, and but I see that as just being like, they're just useless cannon fodder and it doesn't even matter. So
no,
I still had fun with it. And I just love this last page of how upbeat Makima is. Anyways,
she's so evil.
Yeah, but it made me
now
laugh.
Now I'm going to go 9. You're a 9.3 or a 9.4.
9.4.
9.4. The one thing that I know back in the day, a lot of times when these are coming out, you'd have a 2-week delay, and some of them were real quick. You're like, oh man, but
that's
still,
the one thing that kind of holds it back.
We're doing this though as we're going through, but it doesn't have a ton, but what it did, I mean, it started to like, it's really good at saying things that you have no idea what's going on.
Not a lot happens, but I like what does.
Yeah. And then usually the things that confuse you, they start to play out and you understand them down the line, even like stuff. Makima, she's not going to hold your hand. She's just saying things to Chainsaw Man. You got to kind of figure it out.
What was big was the stuff about Pochita. Like, that's why Pochita was injured when Denji found him. And that's their first battle, and this is the conclusion of that battle after all this time.
Denji wouldn't have befriended them. Like, maybe the world would have been a better place, but
well, that gave humanity to Chainsaw Man too. That we saw the last couple chapters where he wanted to have a hamburger and go on a date and things like that. Yeah. So
I remember too the idea that the play was that Denji fed Pochita's blood, so they had that bond.
Yeah,
and that might have changed them a bit as well, the way that that played out and how that went. But yeah, you're kind of hoping it's a weird one though, because by the end you're kind of hoping that all of a sudden, boom, Denji. Hey guys,
yeah,
what happened?
We still want Denji back,
but it doesn't feel like, you know what I mean. Like,
but how do we get
work,
there?
But
yeah.
How is that? Mm-hmm. And feel weird. And I mean, this is a crazy, crazy book. And yeah, so maybe I'll go up to a 9-1. I'll go one a point higher. So yeah, it's still really good. It makes me laugh when I go to read it. I said, hey, I'm about to read it. 2 minutes later, I'm done.
That's what I said too. I'm like, I'm going to need a half hour. And I was like, well, maybe I don't need a half hour.
You can tell that we like it because we will talk at length about a chapter that really should take 3 minutes. But yes. I hope that people don't mind that because that's kind of what we do. So thanks, everybody, for listening to us go on and on. I always say I hope that everybody's liking it. They have. It's so good. It's really crazy.
If you've been throughout the whole ride, I mean, it's just you get it.
One of those things. That's the problem. Like, you can't tell somebody. It's hard to explain why it's so good, but if you've been reading it this whole time, you know what's going on.
That's the thing about manga, too. I feel like that maybe Western comics has a one-up on it. There's not a jumping on point, usually. Chapter one is the jumping on point. And if you don't buy into it by the first trade or whatever, the first volume,
yeah,
then it's not for you.
Yeah,
but if you do, I mean, you're just on a great ride because it's the consistency of the writer and the artists for the whole thing.
On the Spy Family Manga Reading Club podcast, that if you are into it, because somebody ended up reviewing it and say, oh, my friend got me into it and I read all the things that, like, this and that. It's not One Piece. You can easily catch up and read it. And also, that's the thing, too. I don't know why, because it's kind of the same, but I don't feel like it's one of those things that you seem like a lot of people don't read it each week when it comes out. They just wait, they get the trades or whatever. And it doesn't feel like that is as much of a problem for some people as, say, reading like the Western stuff right as it comes out every week and whatnot. You just marathon it and what you like. Like,
yeah,
you said,
they do
you
a good job of marrying each little chapter to the previous one somehow. There's not so much to digest. They're usually quick and short, and even if you...
And you could just boom, boom, boom.
You kind of remember where you left off easier.
And when the scheduling is each week, that helps too.
For sure.
And also, when you are reading something like Chainsaw Man, and you can legitimately, you can marathon and sit and read 40 chapters.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you did something. You're like, man, I got 40 chapters done. Like, I'm a great reader. It always gets me pumped. But yeah, it's so good. So good. So
we're
probably preaching to the choir. So we'll get going. But thanks, everybody, for listening, as always. And yeah, I hope you are enjoying and reading along. And if this is like somehow you jumped in on this episode, don't know what's go back to chapter one. Just start reading, listening along as we went through it back in the day. And I think everybody will be happy. So with that, thanks, everyone. And we'll talk to you later.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.